My brothers and sisters in Christ, we're in the final moments before the holy season of Lent. And this is no joke, by the way. Do you know what Lent means? It means springtime, so that's to get your hopes up. I thought instead of giving up anything for Lent, we could just send a petition to the Pope that we're just going to try and make it through the rest of the North Dakota winter. That would be our penance, maybe. Today, Jesus speaks to us about hypocrites. And my favorite hypocrite story is told by one of our retired priests in the diocese. He told me about this one sister who was very joyful, we'll call her Sister Wonderful, who was new to the parish and was going from house to house in the neighborhood visiting. And she stopped at Ebenezer Scrooge's place. And he hadn't been to church in almost 50 years. And when Sister Wonderful knocked at his door with her joyful smile, ready to welcome him back, he opened with a big grunt and leveled with the sister right away, saying, "The reason I'm not coming to church is because they're all a bunch of hypocrites." It'd be all of you. Sister Wonderful thought for a moment about Mr. Scrooge's concern and said, "Why don't you go ahead and come? One more hypocrite won't hurt. Join the club. We are all hypocrites. We're all hypocrites. Everybody's pointing a finger at someone else when they shouldn't at times. It's a human temptation, and it's very powerful. Raise your hand if you can confess the sins of somebody else you live with really well. Don't raise your hand. If spouses were forced to, you could confess the sins of each other in confession. And that's something we can laugh at. But here's something that might surprise us. If we take Jesus' point about hypocrites seriously, we find out that our judgment could very easily be off from the truth because it's influenced by our own selfishness. The reason why we point fingers so quickly sometimes is because we're influenced by our own selfishness and our own self-interest. And this is what Jesus means by, before you remove that splinter from your brother's eye, take the plank out of your own. A splinter is very small, as you know. Hurts, I'm sure, when it gets into your eye. But think about a plank. How big is a plank? You know, it's like this big. Can you imagine something this big sticking out of your eye and you're trying to help somebody with something? You'd smack them as you turn to try to help them. Jesus is saying, get that plank out of your eye first. Deal with your own sins first. And then you're going to be able to really, truly help others. If that's actually what you're interested in doing. Not just putting them down for what they've done wrong. Or being mad at them unjustly. It's a dangerous thing that we can get into. It's really the blind leading the blind, as Jesus says. What good is that? It's a parable he tells. If a person's blind, they're trying to lead right this way, I think it's this way, they'll lead them right into a hole in the ground. It doesn't make any sense. First, though, Jesus says, recognize your own sins. Who's the only one that can call somebody a hypocrite and point a finger? He's up on the cross. And that's what he does today. He actually says, you hypocrites. You hypocrites. Jesus is able to say it because he's without sin. And, more importantly, because he's actually interested in the salvation of the people he's talking to. So often when we point a finger, we're not actually interested in helping that person. We're just interested in making sure that they feel bad for what they did wrong. It's a dangerous place to be. The Lenten season that we're coming up on is a huge gift. I know that many of you have expressed to me you're looking forward to it, not just because it's miserably cold and you want to do penance, but because it's an awesome time to do some self-reflection. It's an awesome time to come back to God. But you cannot do this by pointing fingers at others. You cannot do this by saying, well, it's all of those people's problems. Might be a lot of problems in this world because of everybody else's fault. There absolutely is. But we know that the only way we can truly help the hypocrisy is by starting with ourselves. Ask for that phenomenal gift, that grace from God in your prayers. Ask for this gift, the grace to know who you are. Who are you? Who am I, O Lord? When we look at the person of Jesus, especially when he's hanging on the cross, not pointing any fingers, when we look at Jesus, what happens? We begin to realize who we are. Beloved sons, beloved daughters of the Heavenly Father. Sinners, hypocrites, you hypocrites. And we realize that we're loved. Take this season of Lent, especially coming up to you, and really ask the Lord who you are. You can only really help others if you know yourself first. There's some announcements that from the end of Mass. I read them last night, and people were almost standing on their feet, so I just want to, or falling asleep on their feet, so I want to read them to you now about Lenten observance. During the season of Lent, Catholics are called to take part in certain days of fasting and abstinence. It's me refraining from eating meat. That's what abstinence is. Ash Wednesday and Good Friday are the 2 days of both fasting and abstinence. In addition, all Fridays during Lent are days of abstinence. So we ask you to refrain from eating meat. The church asks us to do that. The norms for fasting are obligatory for everyone who is age 18 to 59. So if you're anywhere between 18 and 59, that rule applies to you. If you're outside of that, it does not necessarily apply to you. You can still do it, but it's not a requirement of the church. When fasting, a person is permitted to eat one full meal, have a big meal, and then two smaller meals may also be taken. And the way you measure those is that the two smaller meals should not equal that full meal. So if you have two really big small meals, eat a huge third meal, I think. No, don't do that. That's the wrong way of thinking. That's not right. I was just joking about that. One normal meal and the two smaller meals not to equal the large meal. Also about abstinence, the norms concerning abstinence from meat are binding upon members of the Catholic Church from age 14 onwards. Exception to these guidelines include those who are physically and mentally ill, including chronic illnesses like diabetes. So if you're suffering from those, you don't need to follow these requests by the church. Also, those who are pregnant and those who are nursing do not need to follow these guidelines. The church teaches that common sense should prevail so that a person does not further jeopardize their health because of the fasting requirements. So take enough to eat and then allow that fasting. Unite your suffering that you experience with Jesus. Unite your suffering that you have with Jesus. Beginning this Friday and during all the Fridays of Lent, we'll have the Stations of the Cross. You see the stations hanging in our church. To come and take time to meditate on our Stations of the Cross and be with Jesus. All Fridays, 7 p.m. here at the cathedral.